Blog Talk Radio.
Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again.
Forever ceasing, never over us all serene.
I'm Good morning. Anyone here? Good morning. Anyone here?
All right, family, now I think we can hear each other now. Carla, can you hear me? All right, well, I hope y'all can hear me.
We can hear you now, but you keep going in and out. Good morning, friend.
Good morning. I don't know what's wrong with this phone this morning, but I'm just going to
play. I can hear you
now. Can you hear me? All right. I'm going to start over with me a song, and then I'm just going to pray. We're just going to do this doggone thing today. I don't know what's going on. Get prayer started. I know you all said you couldn't hear me. I hope you can hear me now. We're going to pray that I call forth this as I invite and invoke the presence of my higher mind self. Blessing this call in this right now moment, God, asking you to take over the technology. Holy Spirit, asking you to come, God, and do your will in us, ask us all around us. God, I'm asking you to allow me to come in this right now moment and let me speak your words, God. Let me make manifest the glory of you in this right now moment, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, as I come before you. And as I speak from the transcending power, God, I ask you to bless this communication in this right now moment, God. Oh, Holy Spirit. As I come empty, Holy Spirit, asking you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God. Calling forth your presence into this call right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I know there's no greater love than your love, God. And so as I speak these words right now, God, I ask you to take it over. I ask that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart, God, will be so acceptable in thy sight. Divine Mother, Father, God, who dwells at the center of my mind, in the midst of my heart, into your presence, I direct these words, recognizing, God, that you are the truth of who and what I am, my ultimate self-reality, the real self, my higher mind consciousness, God. And I set aside my false self in this, my communication, in this right now moment, in order that you, my real self, may project your spirit of good to others through the vehicle of my words in this right now moment, God. It's through you, my real self, is all I need in my life to draw to me all of this, all of your spiritual magnetism, of your presence, which is all and controls all in the knowledge. And as I go forth in this prayer, God, I ask you to come and anoint this line right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and anoint each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God. Oh, God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our finances, Holy Spirit. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and rain down your love in every area of our body, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come right now, God. Come and rain down your love in our relationships, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let your love manifest this glory in us right now, God. Let it manifest this stuff in our body's temples, God. Let it manifest this stuff in every organ, every muscle fiber, every cell in our body, God. Oh, by the power that is invested in each and every one of us. And as we rise as the God goddesses on this planet, we know that we are the manifestation of all life as one. And by the pleasure that rises in us, we create all the things we desire, prosperity, abundance, wisdom, and strength in every area of our life. By the dimensions of love that dwell all through us and in this circle, with each and every one of us, we rise to our highest together, God. Oh, yes, God, forever with the spirit of truth to rebuke anything that's not serving our higher self, that comes to divide and conquer anything other than the truth. God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, God. And as we restore balance in the universal promise of our bodies and our minds and our soul for a blessed life, God, we call it forth right now, God. Oh, we know there is nothing but good that shall come our way, God. Oh, Father God, that we ask you to restore the dreams in our heart today, God. We ask you to ignite the fire in our soul, God, that we may live the very essence of the goals of our soul. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call forth all of the blessings of the universe that is in store for us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I call forth an anointing over this line right now, God. I call forth an anointing over our finances, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, I call forth a fresh anointing right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice right now, God. I ask you to open up your windows, your gates, your heaven, and your doors, and pour out a blessing upon us that it won't be room enough to receive it, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to cleanse every cell in our body right now, God. I'm asking you to cleanse every organ, Holy Spirit, and renew the right spirit, Holy Spirit. Cleanse our heart, God, so there will be no veil in what it is that we came to do on this planet and the unforgiveness and all the junk that we get in the way, God. Oh, I ask you to remove it in the veil of our heart right now, God. I ask you to remove it in the veil of our mind right now, God, and cleanse our mind and cleanse our heart and cleanse our wound and our soul, God, that we may live the best life right now, God, that we may come forth right now, God, and live our heaven on earth right now, God, that we may come into your space, God, and manifest the glory of who we came as an individualized expression of you, Holy Spirit. Come and do your stuff in this right now moment, God. And I say amen, and so it is, God. I know, God, that all things come together for the good of you, God. And I know you said in your word that even before I said a word in your prayer, in this prayer that you said you were answering, and I know it's done, God. I call forth the victory in every dimension of our life, God. I call forth the dimension in every emotional body, every body of our temple, God. I call forth the victory right now, God. Oh, the victory is ours right now, God. Thank you. In the mighty consciousness of your son, I say amen, amen, and so it is, God. Woo, Holy Spirit, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning, God. And good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Oh, good morning to everything in the universe, the earth, the wind, the fire, the ethers, the waters, the land, the soil. We just say good morning to you, universe. We salute the divinity in this earth, the love in this planet. We call it forth as we send it into the planet. Oh, God, we just thank you as we call forth and invite and invoke our legion of angels into this call right now. Good morning, angels, as we send you out on assignment to go before us to create a path of ease, elegance, and grace that everywhere we tread, our feet should be upon gold dust, Holy Spirit. And the blessings don't get there till we get there, walking the path that the angels have set aside for us. Good morning, angels, as you come and sit at the table of success with us this morning. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke your presence, as we invite and invoke the ascended masters. Good morning, ascended masters. Good morning, Master guides and spirit guides. As we call forth the unseen presence to come and be part of our love journey line this morning, this beautiful experience, we say good morning, good morning, good morning to the unseen presence, our angels, archangels, ascended masters, master guides, spirit guides, and we just say good morning, good morning, good morning as we invite you to the call and invoke your presence. And as we stop in this right now moment to always pay homage to the beautiful presence of our ancestors. And as we speak the names of our ancestors, some of our mothers and fathers and uncles and aunties, sisters and brothers, and some of our children, and those we know and don't know, we speak the names of the one we know, and we just send love. And to those we don't know, but we send love to our ancestors, recognizing this morning the power of their legacy called us this morning. And so on this morning, as I call forth my mother's name, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, giving thanks for the essence of her body, the vehicle that was used to send me to the planet, I give thanks, Mom. Mama Colette, Nisha Scott, and all the beautiful ancestors, good morning as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, ancestors. Thank you for the legacy, for the sacrifice, for the work, and for the dream that you dreamed, and the dream is us today. Thank you that we're living your dream today. Thank you, ancestors. And as we give gratitude and send love into those who will come behind us, that the prayers that we pray today, the work that we do, will be such a blessing to even our seed. Even when we're long gone off the planet, we send love into those who will come behind us. Good morning, family. You're tuned in to the love journey. Yes, they call this a prayer line, but I'll call it an experience. I call it an experience, a love experience. And I say love, love to the gods and goddesses on the phone. Peace, peace to the kings and queens. Good morning, my millionaires and billionaires, my inventors and authors and script makers and all the wonderful creative energy on this call this morning, my entrepreneurs. I say good morning, as the love in me greets and honor the love in you, the light in me greets and honor the light in you, and the God in me greets and honor the God in you. Good morning, family. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you. I don't know what's going on with the technology. You all couldn't hear me, but I'm so grateful right now to God that you can. I'm so grateful to the Most High God that you can hear me right now. And so in this right now moment, today is Wednesday, and I'm always super excited whenever I get the chance to hear Queen Mother, thanking God for her presence on the planet, thanking God for who she is and how she show up each and every time she shows up and do your will, God. I just give thanks for her presence right now, God. As you pour your mighty love upon her mind, her body, and her soul, God. As you bless everything that she touches, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to send a special blessing upon Queen Mother this morning, that not only will you bless her, God, but you bless her seed and her seed. Not only will you bless her seed and her seed and her seed, but you bless everyone who will bless her, God, that she will be so blessed, Holy Spirit, that even the blessed will call Mama Joy blessed this morning. Good morning, Queen Mother.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, 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 yes. I receive that. I receive that so very much. Thank you, love. Thank you, love. Oh, yeah, we were wondering what happened this morning. I tell you, God is good. God is good. God is good. Thank you. Well, good morning, Love Journey family, Lady Love. Oh, my God. Thank you for that prayer. Oh, that song, Speak to My Heart. Love it. Well, believe it or not, we're at the end of November. Would you believe it? Where did the months go? Where did they go? Well, anyway, greetings again, children of the Most High, rock steady God. A God that never leave you, neither forsake you. Ooh, so much to be grateful for. This Wednesday, November 30th, is the last day of November. And in that, we're closing on our readings on our daily inspiration. And this month, we're saying goodbye to Marilyn King Compton, who's here in Chicago. And I just say, God, bless her for these writings. And your piece of the rock this morning, beloved male and female essence of God, your piece of the rock this morning is through it all. Through it all. She writes, coming into the end of the year, let us reflect upon previous daily inspirations. The readings, let us reflect upon the love journey, daily programming and experiences that we've had. Let us understand that whatever your sacred readings are, our name that you call upon, that something has been prepared, is prepared in love. And it is prayerfully prepared as well. The messages, family, that we receive, we can all agree, have been uplifting to our spirits through many seeming challenges and concern. Been with us all of this year, and now it is coming to an end. But through it all, blessed little Jesus is, hopefully our own understanding of spiritual truths has pointed us to the kingdom of God within ourselves. Our awareness of the ever-loving presence, the ever-loving power of the Almighty Spirit will invoke the strength and power that you need, blessed ones, to overcome whatever has shown its face. And declare yourself healed. Declare yourself blessed right now. Because through it all, you have been kept. And through it all, we're inviting you to adhere to your own words. On the journals that you write, as the replay button you play to hear the love journey, we're asking you to adhere to those words that have inspired you, that you've listened to, that moves the very utterance of your own soul and invoke you to new spiritual heights. Without a doubt, you're far higher and better than you were in the beginning of the year. Amen, amen. I know I can say that. And lead yourself to a prayer that may portray your life, a purified and a loving spirit to those along the way. Selah, selah. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, and now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. Through it all, love prevails. Amen, amen. Namaste, adieu. Back to you, Lady Love. God bless.
Through it all, through it all.
Through it all. Through it all, yes, through it all. Through it all. Yes, ma'am, through it all. Bless you.
Thank you, Mama Joy. Thank you, Mama Joy. Thank you so very much.
Welcome, 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 and thank you. Thank you for being who you are and blessing me. God bless.
Wow. Queen Ma, how you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you. Much better.
You at home?
Much better. Yes. Yes, I'm at home.
Good, good, good.
I'm at home. Being a good girl.
I sometimes it's okay to be dead too, okay, Mama Joy? But don't tell nobody I told you.
If the energy is there, I dare to.
All right now. All right now.
God bless. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
All right. Well, family, you know I've been on this Moses. And I know you said, why Moses? You mean, why Moses? I told you, why Moses, because God told me to get back to the basics. And I tell you, I've been getting to the basics, family. And today we're going to talk about fearlessness, moving through life fearlessly. Because no matter what happens, and no matter how we do what we do, it's important to move through fear and find that courage. See, it's time to awaken to the great truth that you are not a servant to life's difficulties. No, you are not an heir to life's difficulties. You are heir to the unlimited good of the universe, the lavish good that only awaits your recognition and your acceptance of it. You see, we got to recognize that we are made in the image and likeness of the Most High. Nothing that is in store for us can be taken away or withheld from us. And we are our own situation or challenge that comes up, that arises. We are. Let's talk about Moses when he appeared on the scene. The Hebrews were in great trouble. They didn't know how to get out of bondage. But the one thing that I love about our Creator, He always sends a messenger in the mess. I tell you, no matter how much mess we create or how much mess we in, whether we created or didn't create it, guess what? God always sends us a messenger, some way to show us how to get out of there. And then He'll take our mess and make a message out of it. Isn't that powerful? But no matter how we move through this life, the one thing for sure and two things for certain, we're going to need some faith, and we're going to have to learn how to move through fear and get into that space of courage. It's interesting that the root word for courage, C-O-U-R, means the heart. Isn't that interesting? Most of the time, this is what I came up with the other day. Most of the time, y'all know I'm always thinking. Y'all know I be thinking. I said, oh, my God, courage is the root word. The core, C-O-U-R, means heart in Latin, right? And I said to myself, most of the time when we in fear, we in our head. When we are in fear, we are in our head. It's our heart that helps us move into the courage space to get out of our head that we have created fear in our mind. Because fear is not in the heart. Fear is in the head. I was like, wow. That was like aha. Maybe some of you all probably knew that. But for me, it was an aha moment when I sat there thought about that. When I was reading the root word of courage and looking up the etymology, and I said, wow. The very core of courage is the heart. And fear never starts in the heart. It always starts and lands in our mind. So I said to myself, if I'm in fear, if I just drop from my head and move into my heart and hear what my heart is saying, I can get back in courage. So I said, wow, that was just like a woo to me. Think about how many times we found ourselves in fear, and it sure didn't come from our heart space. And even when we think about Moses, when we move into the place where Moses was, even going before the Pharaoh all of those times, when he was in fear, he was in his mind. But when he elevated out of his fear, he moved into his heart and allowed, because it was his love for the people that allowed him to move out his mind into his heart and then move forward
through the fear, family. And sometimes we got to learn how to speak to our mind, words of freedom. Sometimes we got to learn to speak to our mind and remind our mind who we are. Because it's in the mind that we begin to have these conversations that tell us, like God, when God went to Moses, when Moses met God at the burning bush, the I am that I am presence, and he told God, I am not the one that needs to go before Pharaoh. I can't speak, God. I don't even speak well, God. I'm a stutterer. Moses instantly started getting in his mind. And God said, Moses, take off your shoes. Moses, take off your shoes. Now, we know, I told you this redundantly, that feet represent understanding. Moses, take off your own understanding. See, sometimes when our mind starts to give us that conversation of not good enough, when our mind starts giving us that conversation not worthy enough, when our mind starts to give us the whole conversation like Moses, I can't speak, God. I think you may want to give this assignment to Aaron, God, because Aaron is a much more eloquent speaker. And I'm sure God laughed. He think he knows more than me, huh? No, Moses, Aaron is not for this job. This is not an anointing for Aaron. This is an anointing for you. And sometimes even though we know we are anointed for such a thing, and even though we know we've been appointed for something, when the day comes, when it's time, because there's a time period between the anointing and the appointment. What do I mean by that? What I mean by you may be born for a purpose, but there may be a process between the anointing and the time that you were appointed to express that anointing. And so now it comes to the time where we're at the burning bush, man. See, each of us at our own burning bush, this time, our appointment time has come. Your anointing is time. God is saying your anointing is time to shine. It's time for you to allow the anointing of God. Because, see, there is no education, no certification, and nothing in this universe, no amount of school, and nobody can anoint what God has already anointed. Let me say that again. Sometimes we feel like we need a certification or some kind of education, or we need some more of something to bring forth the anointing that God has already given you. Let me tell you, God don't qualify the call. God don't call the call. He qualifies the call. He don't call the qualified. He qualifies the ones he called. And let me just tell you this. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with education, because y'all know I love education. Y'all know if I could probably live in school, I would. But I have to eat, so sometimes I need to make some money. But the bottom line is, so many of us hide behind school. We hide behind some more education. We need some more of this, and we're so busy trying to educate and figure out the anointing that God has already placed upon us. You don't need nothing but what you already have, which is you, to bring forth that anointing. And that's what God was telling Moses. Oh, no, Moses, all you need is what you already have. See, everything that you were born with, Moses, was all you was going to need for your appointed day. See, there's an anointing time and there's a time for your appointment. And then when that time for that appointment comes, there's a longing in your heart. See, there's a longing in your heart that says there's something that I'm being called for. And you might have to go through the dark night of your soul to reach that light of day, because the soul is longing to birth what God has placed inside of you. Again, just to remind you, Dr. Johnny Coleman told us when I was young, I'll never forget it, dreams, desires, they are God tapping at the soul of your heart, saying, I want to manifest more of myself through you. You see, the Most High, the creator of all great things, created you and created the desires and dreams that was placed eloquently in your heart. What is your soul longing to do?
You see, I got an epiphany the other night. I already know what the ninth annual sunrise service is, the message from the soul, baby. Oh, we're going to change it up this year, coming up in 2017. We got a different whole process we're going to do because we're going to be birthing the soul up there in that on that lake in August. If you're ready to birth your soul, then you want to be there because you're going to be birthing your soul right there on the lake August 1st Sunday, 2017. God already showed me, baby. He showed me the energy, and that's what this is about. God is calling us higher. God is calling forth the anointing that he has placed upon, and she has placed, the mother, father, God has placed upon you. It is time, family. And it's something about when you have to go through that dark night, that wilderness period. You see, what happens is you got to get out of your own knowing. You got to get out your own way. You got to get to a point where you know absolutely nothing and just let the universe have its way. Even what used to work for you may not work for you today, because sometimes there's a change happening, and God's calling anew. And even what worked for you may not work today. We talked about that before, even in the example of Moses. When God told Moses to speak to the rock, and he tried to strike the rock, because the first time, when the children, the Hebrews, were hungry and thirsty, they needed water in the desert, God told Moses to strike the rock. But this time God told Moses to speak to the rock. God is calling you. And even though you may have your old ways of doing things, and maybe you even have a way that you know it that always works, family, I'm telling you, God is telling me to tell you today that even though that may have worked before, oh, God got a new way of doing what God got for you today. See, there's an anointing calling forth in you today. There's a soul, there's a goal of your soul that's being birthed today, family. You at the burning bush, and you got to take your shoes off. You got to go through your fearlessness attitude. Move out your head and move into your heart. And know without a shadow of a doubt that the universe is calling you to your greater version of yourself. God is calling forth a champion in you today. God is calling forth for it to rise in you today, and not look at the seemingly a prison. They don't give a God who the president is, because at the end of the day, who is on the throne? It don't what's going on with the gas prices or nothing else, because when you recognize the truth of who you are, when you recognize that you've been given the authority to turn your water into your own wine today, recognizing water to be the invisible substance and wine to be the visible substance in the planet, that you can do by doing and recognizing your own power, your own presence, you will know today that you were planted in this universe for such a time as this to bring forth your God, Goddess, alchemist, Christ consciousness in this right now moment. Will you be willing to allow your anointing to come out? Are you willing to stand in the courage and face the fears and look them in the face, no matter if you can't speak well, no matter if you are a stutterer, no matter if you look whatever ways you feel that it's not good enough, no matter what your not good enough is, will you look it in the face? See, I was a lot like Moses. When God told me it was time, and I said, oh, no, God. You know, I don't like the mic and I don't speak well, God. I think you should give that assignment to Nicole. I was just like Moses, I promise you. See, my friend Nicole, she loves the microphone. Beautiful presence, amazing sister. The girl loved to be in front of the microphone. Me, I would do just fine behind the scenes. But God said, I'm calling you higher. Oh, but God, I don't even know nothing about the Bible, God. Nicole goes to church every Sunday, God. She pays her tithes and she reads her Bible, God. It's not for Nicole, God. This is what God said. This is for you, Janine. Nicole has her own assignment. This is your assignment. Oh, yeah, God. But, you know, she's better at this than me, God. No matter how I tried to negotiate with God. God has said, this is your assignment. And even though I was trying to negotiate, I never saw that this was my anointing. It took years, even into the prayer line, into this journey, for me to even see that this was my anointing. One day it got so clear that I knew I was meant to speak, write, and teach. Come on, Holy Spirit. It got so much clarity because I moved through the fear and did it anyway, even though I didn't think it was for me, even though I didn't know what I was going to say half the time I got up, and even this morning didn't know what I was going to say. But I tell you, it's about the anointing. Because we stay in our head too much. You see, again, when I looked at the word courage and I looked at the etymology and the core was heart, I realized that fear is in the head, but courage is in the heart. And so if I want to move out of my fear, I got to get out of my head and get in my heart space. I got to move through that stuff that I'm saying to myself and get out my head and get in my heart and say, come on, God, it's me and you. And no matter what my head tried to tell me, and no matter what the seemingly appearances are, God, me and you together, we are a majority. Me and you together can conquer the world. Me and you together, ain't no stopping us now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, do your stuff in me, because see, now I'm so clear. See, it took me getting up every day, getting on this journey. It took me every day through my own fears and not knowing what I was going to say. Stuttering over my own words, enunciating some of them even wrong, and don't even let me try to read those these, those, and thous in the Bible. Sometimes it was, woof, and even today. But let me just tell you, I'm so clear. I got so much clarity because I moved out of my head and said, okay, if this is for me, let me do it. And no matter how many times I wanted to stop, no matter how many times I said, oh, God, I don't think I'm going to get up and do that no more, my heart wouldn't let me. My heart wouldn't let me. Many times I got up and said, we're going to end this at the end of this month. This is going to be the last year, or this is not going to go on no more. My heart wouldn't let me. Because God was calling me higher. See, and it wasn't, it just, I promise you, it was just recently when I got so clear that it came so, that it was just an amazing. I said, I really know why I'm here. I know why I'm here. I know that I came to express my individualized expression of God. I came to remind people I'm the divine messenger of love, and I came to speak, write, and teach that. That is what I came to the planet to do, and I ain't never been so clear about my purpose. I ain't never been so clear on who and what I am like I am today. I am so grateful that I didn't give up. You see, persistence is the key. But see, we got to understand that persistence is the key to moving into the place of our own anointment. Because there's a time and a process between our anointing and our appointment. And sometimes in between the anointing and the appointment, you be asking yourself, well, God, did you really want me to be on the planet? God, are you sure that you gave me a purpose? Because your process sometimes, sometimes I just want to stop the world and let me off, God, just stop the world. But once you get on the other side of that dark night of your soul experience, it gets better, family. When you realize that you got to get out your head and move in your heart, when you realize that you are your greatest investment, when you realize that there's no greater investment than the investment in you, family, when you realize that there's no love but the love that's inside of you, there's no greater love but the love inside of you. You know, when I started to learn to love me, when I started to walk this journey, all my family, the more I begin to love the very essence of the gift that I am to the planet, no longer did I thirst for something outside myself. See, I never understood the message that God was giving us. I didn't understand how could we not thirst. God said, if you just follow me, you would not thirst for anything. And I really didn't get it because I was constantly thirsting for something. Until I recognized who was God. Come on now. I know this might offend some of those y'all, but I'm telling you, when you recognize who and what is God, you are God, God is, and you are the example, you are the image, you are the likeness, you are the expression. And when you begin to love them, see, people separate the presence of God and themselves. So sometimes when we are out here saying thank you, God, we are out here separating ourselves from the very presence of who we are. So we don't even understand how to not thirst for something outside of ourselves. It was beginning when I began to fill my presence with love. When I began to fill my essence of who I am with love and love me and love the essence of who I was, that God and Janine and love were all synonymous, that I didn't thirst for anything outside myself. And when I do, I knew I had fell from my higher mind self into my own down low consciousness and had to refill myself back up. Because when you filled with the presence of love for you and the presence of understanding that there's no separation between you and the God energy in this universe, you won't hunger for anything outside yourself. Everything outside yourself will be that cherry on top of that banana split. Come on, y'all. Somebody know what I'm talking about. See, it'll be the gravy on top of those mashed potatoes. You'll be like, thank you for the gravy, but if it's not here, these mashed potatoes are still good. Come on, Holy Spirit, do your stuff this morning. I tell you, family, that revelation of looking, just reading a word, courage, looking up the etymology, changed my whole thought process on fearlessness. It showed me how to move out of fear and get out of my head, because fear is never in the heart. Because you think about any time anything great happened. Think about a mother who they told the story of her baby was under a car. If her man had told her, ain't no way you're going to be able to pick up that car, she wouldn't have been able to do it. But because of her love for her child, she moved a 1,000-pound ton, whatever the weight of that car was, off of her child. It's something about the courage. It's something about the heart that moves mountains, family, even when your mind realistically tells you it can't be done. Courage is of the heart. Fear is of the mind. That thing blew my mind. Just reading a dictionary. You would have thought I was reading a Bible, family. I was reading an etymology dictionary on the word courage. And that doggone thing right there just started to go in my mind. You would have thought I was Albert Einstein. I started writing things in my journal. Couldn't stop writing. Couldn't sleep. Tossed and turned all night just because that doggone word courage was of the heart. And then I realized, fam, if I wanted to move out of my fear, I had to get out my head and move into my heart. Because it's something about the power of love. It's something about the power of love that will move you fearlessly through a situation. It's something about the power of love that'll make a weak man strong, make a grown man cry, make a grown woman turn flip and move a mountain. And I guess my man Al Green said it'll make you moan. Ooh, we got to moan for love. Ooh, y'all know I'm silly. But I tell you, I love you. That's my message today. It's about moving through fearlessly, getting out of our head and moving into our hearts. It's our anointing time. This is our anointed time. We are at the burning bush, family. God is saying, take your shoes off. And what does that mean? He's saying, take off the limits off your thinking. Get out your own knowing. Thinking that you already know. I told God, I don't know. Just I surrender any thought that I have of knowing anything. And just use me. Use my gifts and my talents for a greater purpose other than myself, God. Show me how to get out my own way, God. Reveal myself to myself. Ooh, and you got to be careful when you ask God to reveal yourself to yourself. I'm back at that teenage house again, y'all. I was crying the other night. I was crying. I was like, oh, my God. And I remember things that I hadn't remembered. But it was coming out, and I'm ready to heal it because I'm ready to do what God has called me to do. I'm ready to remove the veil. And I'm at my teenage space right now in that house. But God said, you are no longer that person longing to be seen and longing to be heard and longing to be loved. It's time to heal everything up, Janine. So I got to go back to that inner child. And I'm in the inner teenage space now. She ain't no child no more. But I tell you, I'm healing her up. The girl is bad. The girl is on fire. She had the burning bush, y'all. It's her appointed time. Now, what would you do? What are you going to do with your appointed time? But see, let me tell you, I know you're here because you're at your appointed time. See, we all come together, and God put us in this divine space for the same reason. He didn't call you to come to the love journey just to hear me talk. He calls you to the love journey because he knew your appointed time was my appointed time. He knew we were one. You're at the burning bush. Your soul is longing to birth itself. And are you going to stay in your head, or are you going to move in your heart and let the courage flow through every cell in your body? Family, we got to pray a different prayer. We got to get out our own knowing, no matter if the knowing worked all these years. You see, because it worked for Moses up until the day he got to the burning bush. It worked. Moses was peaceful, having it. He was cool. And he had learned all these wonderful things, but God said, no, Moses, it's time to take off the limits off your thinking. It's time for us to stop limiting the unlimited, because God can do no more for us than God can do through us. And that's what God was telling Moses. Look, you ain't got to worry about nothing, because I, who exists in you, will do all things if you get out your way and allow me to do what I can do through you, Moses. See, I can do more for you, Moses, through you than I can with outside of you, Moses. See, I need you, Moses, just like God called Moses, because God needed Moses to express God's self. God going to need you to express what God has called you for. See, God is calling you to the burning bush because God needs you. God needs you to express the anointing that God has placed upon your life. Because in physical form, we are all God and goddesses. In physical form, God is using us to be the God on the planet, to be the goddess on the planet, to express our individual space that God has created just for us for such a time as this. You are important. You are very important to the fabric of the earth. You are very important to the very essence of how life is to navigate and move forward. You may think that your little life, you may think that your part of your space, but it is so big and so important to the vastness of this universe. Yes, the space that you hold is important to the vastness of this universe. And the job that you came to the planet to do is so important that it is going to cause other people to get in formation. Family, it's time to get in formation. You are at the burning bush. And what will you do with your anointed time? See, this message was so powerful, technology tried to stop it this morning. But let me tell you, with the power of persistence, I wasn't giving up. I didn't care who was hung up and didn't care. If it didn't be nobody, I was just going to record it anyway. Because you know what? God is saying to us, we're going to be the change. We are going to be the change that's going to be the change agents in the new coming of the world. And it's going to take more than one person. It's people like us that's going to come together, and we're going to be the change agents in our individual expressions as well as our collective and collaborative partnership. Family, but it's going to take courage. And together, all our hearts and all our courage together, we can make a difference. When you think about a piece of fabric woven together, it's strong. It's in the unity of those fabrics, those strings, and the pieces of fabric being woven together that the strength is there. But you take the string or the fabric by itself, it's not as strong as if it is woven together. Family, together we can change the world. Together we can help your individual movement. In community we move far, faster. It's places like the Love Journey and the places that Melody of Joy, the Sisters Home, King's Philosophy, and all the things that each and every one of us are doing individually. Women Stand United, Faith. I might get it wrong, y'all know, but you know what I mean. That's Carla's place. I'm saying the message is individually we can do a lot of great things. Collectively and collaboratively we can be even more powerful. Family, it's going to take courage. Together, we are the new of what's happening in 2017. That's why we're being called to the bush right now. That's why we're called to the anointing right now. That's why our anointing is at its appointed time, because together, divinely designed, we can change the world together. But individually, we got to stand in our own. We're only as strong as our weak link. And there shouldn't be no weak links when we're doing, when we're standing in our individual appointed time. Because, see, your appointed is your strength. Your anointing is your strength. Your anointing is your lane. And if everybody is in their lane, guess what happens when everybody is in their lane? There's power and strength of being in your own lane, being in an anointing that you've been called to the planet for. We can't play no more games trying to hide our light. You can't play hide and seek no more. Oh, well, I just don't know and all that stuff. That's not God consciousness. You got to speak it, own it, and know it. Today, there's a new you arising. Family, you're being called into your place of anointing. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Good morning, good morning, good morning to this lady with the revelation of the burning bush. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, wow, yes. Oh, so did you hear? I don't know. Well, again, thank you for the burning bush. Thank you for the burning bush and the revelations that you were given. And you started this, what, week before last? Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still relevant. And as I've been told, as I've gone on my journey, is that sometimes, many times, something has to be said at least 45 times before people can really get it in their head, particularly when it's a new concept. But I immediately got it, and my burning bush, I am identifying my burning bush as the Emancipation Proclamation. And whatever you've been called to do, stand and declare that holy ground. I'm so excited about your message, excited as we're starting to prepare for 2017, which I feel very strongly that it will be a great revelatory year and a awesome expansion for all of us, and we are to encourage each other, because what we're doing, each one of us, is the books that have been inspired to be written here, and whatever businesses that are being birthed and encouraged. These are the burning bushes that we have been called to stand on, and these are the fruits that we must stand on, because this is the day and time that our children matter, our families matter, and what has served us really was not serving us that well. But now the time is up, and we have to do what we have to do. And do it in love, do it in unity, stay in our own lane. Hello, with our own burning bush shining before us in whatever form it is, and be the children of light that has been prophesied to come. So thank you for the burning bush. Thank you for the Moses. You know, we've had so many that I've learned. Oh my God, Jane Russell. Is it Jane? I can't even think of her. Oh Jesus, I can't. Failure is impossible. I call her Mother Susan. Yeah, Susan B. Anthony. You know, Susan B. Anthony was also called the Moses of her sex. And it took the women 76 years to forge through to get women's rights. And so when we have to, at least it would be wise for us to understand that everyone, anything that we are partaking in at this time that is of good is a benefit of someone standing at their own burning bush, faithful in their calling. Nothing that we have achieved or we're partaking of has come without somebody making a stand. So I am grateful for your message, the Moses of this time, a collective Moses and collective burning bushes. Oh, my God, in the ever-present marching of truth that God has, that never grows dim, never dies, and always rises to the calling of the needs of the time. And so it is, it's time. God bless you, love you, and thank you so much.
Wow. What did you think about this, though? Oh, go ahead. I was going to say one more thing to Joy. The fact that courage is in our heart. I thought about it when I was reading the etymology of courage word. I said, woo. I don't know, that was something.
Yeah, it is. It's the core. The core that is the center, you know. When you said it, I think about sometimes, you know, we have, it's called professional students, just briefly. You know, no matter how many classes you take in college, if you want that degree, and I've known people to have 300 credits, 300 classes, they stayed in school, you know, for 10 years, and they were upset because they hadn't gotten their degree. And you know what they told them, Janine?
What?
You haven't completed your core. Your core. So if you don't get your core subject, you will not get your degree. And if it is the core, it is our heart, and it's the core of our mission, you've got to have heart, because it just won't be. And you put your heart in the heart and the maker of the heart. You know, I'm in divine mind, a divine God. I put your heart into the divine heart, because that's the course, and that's the only way we're going to be successful, is to be true to that as much as we possibly can. There were stumbles, and the phone going to go off, and we're going to wind up stumbling in the hospital and go broke sometime. But the thing about it is just maintain the course. Quality. Maintain the course. In the core.
Right.
Oh, my God. Thank you this morning.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for my message, Joy.
Hey, Claudette.
Good morning. I just want you to know I had to jump up, write it down myself. Yeah, that's why you're not moving. You think too much. And when I get back to what feels good, I can move out. So thank you. Thank you for this motivation and message today. I'm complete.
Wow. All I heard is thank you for the motivation and this message today. I wish I heard the rest of that stuff, because this sounds like it was some good stuff. I don't know what be going on with that phone.
I don't even about to go out on this battle. But essentially, I got out of my head and got to my heart, and I could live better.
Right.
Oh. Did you hear that?
Yes, when you got out of your head and moved in your heart, you could move forward. Go on, Claudette.
I'm ready. Love you all.
I love you too, Claudette Reddick. All right. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? All right. Well, family, this is the one thing I want to remind you today. Invest in yourself. There's no bigger investment than an investment in yourself. I'm in this travel business, and I love it, love it, love it. One of our African sisters just made the top rank where she will be making $50,000 for the rest of her life every 15th of the month. She's the first black woman, first African woman to do that here. And I'm just so super excited to watch people doing amazing things, family. Invest in yourself, family. No matter what that looks like. Invest in you. And that's what I want to tell you today. It's so important that we invest in ourselves. So, okay, before we go, any questions, comments, or concerns? If you're on Blog Talk, please press the 1. I'm looking over the numbers to see if anyone is pressing 1. And if there is any questions, comments, or concerns on the teleconference line, you know you're welcome to come in and star 6 your phone, family. All right, family. There go Rosa J.
Good morning. You know, I was just listening to you say, and if you're on the Blog Talk, press 1. I was like, I don't know how to do that on my Blog Talk, meditate till you levitate. And I was like, God, just show me. And you just said it. See, that's how good our Creator is. If you don't know something, ask. You have not because you ask not. And it'll show up. I think that's amazing because throughout that whole process with Moses coming from high station in life, being with the Egyptian and in the palace and all that, and then going down to the lowest, he had to go through his experience of having not, running and hiding, because of what he did. But then God revealed to him, I got another plan for you. See, sometimes you have to be in the valley in order to appreciate the growth. And even when God told him, I called you, Moses, Moses' ego mind was telling him, oh, no, it ain't me. I stutter. I can't do that. Are you crazy? How many times have something showed up in our lives? And we said, I can't do that. I know, I think about it. You've been talking about a lot of things about how people grow. But one thing that I've learned is that when you ask and it shows up, say yes, even if you don't know how to do it. Because somebody, some way, you'll get there. You know, no matter how afraid you are, do it anyway. Do it anyway. We're on that forgiveness thing, and I was thinking the other day, I don't know, some of you who know me for a long time know that I'm in, I used to be in this organization called Take Charge Nation. And throughout that process, they used to ask me to come and do what I do at their event, and they're about to have an event soon. And I was looking at it, and I was like, you know what, God? They don't ask me to come anymore because we had a little split, a difference of opinion. And just then, when I was thinking that all in my head, my mind and my heart said, Rose, just forgive them and go on. You know, sometimes we get into experiences that have passed, and yet we still want to go back. You know, how many times do you feel like, oh, I should have done this and I should have done that? And it said today in the meditation that don't worry about the shoulda, woulda, coulda, because that wasn't for you. Don't worry about it. The opportunity to expand, to learn, to be the best that you can possibly be is always available to us. It's always there. And when it comes around this time, say yes, so you will have no regrets. Say yes to that show, to that conference, to that standing up on stage. Say yes to your children telling you, please come to the PTA meeting because you have a word to say. Say yes mm-hmm. to the community workshop or the community meeting when they're discussing with the mayor, the board, school board. Be a part of your life so you'll have no regrets. Have a great God day. I love you guys. I am. And technology tries to kick us in the butt sometimes, doesn't it?
Yep.
We just keep on doing what we do no matter what. I remember, no matter what, if I oversleep, if the computer goes out, I'm still going to do the meditation and it's still going to be posted, no matter what. So that's the way I think about the love journey. I hassle you sometimes, and I know I do. I don't hear you. I can't see. I don't want to text you, but I do. Because it's important for me to hear what you have to say, my sister, to hear what God has given you to give to us, and I am grateful. Have a good God day. Know that I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was Rosa J. doing it God's way. All right, family, remember your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I'm going to say that again because sometimes we don't recognize. You know, I hear us give praise and live for others and live for our children and do this, but sometimes we don't think about just the fact that just because we are a gift. See, you don't even have to do anything special. Just the day you was born, the day you was planted in your mother's womb, you are special. And your very essence make a difference, family. So I want to remind you again, your life is a gift. What you going to do with your life to be back a gift to the universe? What are you going to do to be a difference, make a difference? Show up and be you, family. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember not to just dream, but live them God-sized dreams. We're going to hear Stephen Furry. We're going to hear how to move past as we sit at the table before our enemies to keep our focus. And then, you know, I got a holiday song because, you know, I love Christmas. Y'all know I love Christmas, not because of Santa Claus, because I love the spirit that's in people's heart. The spirit of giving and receiving, the spirit of love, the spirit of family. I love, love, love the holidays. So, you know, I have to play my holiday music, family. Here's Stephen Furtick, The Secret of Gratitude. And then I'm going to play the holiday thoughts.
Can you keep your eyes fixed on the presence of God in the presence of your enemies? Because at this table, David said, God isn't the only one seated. I got enemies all around me. You prepare, verse 5, a table for me in the presence of my insecurity, in the presence of my deficits, in the presence of my addictions, in the presence of my confusion, in the presence of what I've lost, in the presence of the threat that I won't make it, in the presence of my enemies, I'm looking straight ahead. Would you do me a favor? Would you touch the person next to you and tell them, set the table?
Set the table.
Because when you learn to have a heart of praise in the presence of enemies, you set the table. That's what David said, right? You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. And if you can walk with God in darkness enough, depending on the light that he showed you in the last season, you'll learn to read your enemies as a sign that it's time to eat. David said, God made my enemies serve me my entree. God made the things that conspire to take me out feed me for the place he was bringing me into. I got a seat at the table. I'm a big boy. I can handle trouble. I can handle tests. I can handle it. I'm sitting down in the middle of all kinds of nonsense, but I got my eyes fixed on the presence of the one who is within me. And greater is he that is in me.
You got to have a heart of praise even in the midst of your insecurities. You got to have a heart of praise even in the midst of your low self-worth. You got to have a heart of praise even when your mind telling you you can't do it. Come on, Holy Spirit. Y'all know I love Christmas. This is called a holiday thought family.
Grandma, grandpa, Santa, hit the strings, I love the smell of green pine, especially when we're sipping that holiday wine. This is my favorite time of year, and to every one of you, I wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
What can I bring you, girl?
Oh,
come true, so you'll be mine.
I wanna be yours.
Will you be mine, babe?
Yes, be mine.
Oh, for Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas, girl.
You think you're bad, don't you? I know you do.
You said anything?
God give you anything.
Family, I love you. I love you. I love you. Be mine. And would you be mine for Christmas, family? I love you. Have a great day. Enjoy your day. May it be filled with love, joy, happiness, and lots of money and lots of experiences that create memories today. Have fun today, family, and enjoy your life. Enjoy doing what you do when you do what you do. Love you. Love you. See you in the morning on Two Turned Up. Oh,